We're all of idioms, don't we? Well, British people do anyway, so if you want to understand exactly what British people are going on about, you better learn some idioms. But don't worry though, I'm here to point you in the right direction. Let's get cracking. Hey up, mate. How's it going today? I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking and welcome to episode 38 of the Brit Speak Pod. My name is Dan and I'm here to help you understand British life, British culture and of course, British English. So today then, we're going to have a look at some common idioms that British people actually use. You know, loads of people learn idioms, but the idioms that English learners tend to learn are a bit old-fashioned, you know. I'm looking at you, it's raining cats and dogs. I'm pretty sure nobody said that for about 50 years, but for some reason, every English learner learns it. So today, I'm going to show you some idioms that British people actually use. So in casual and informal situations, British people love idioms, so it's a good idea to learn some so it'll help you when you're chatting with some British people, yeah? So today, I've got five idioms that you're almost guaranteed to hear in the UK. So imagine that you're in a new city, right? You're walking around, but you're lost and you're trying your best to find the station or whatever it is you're looking for. And you're just going round and round in circles and you're probably going to need some help. So you're going to ask a local for some directions. And if you're lucky, they might just point you in the right direction. And that's the first idiom in today's video. The literal meaning of this is to give somebody directions to a place, right? You want to go to somewhere. I point in the direction where that location is. Hence, I'm pointing you in the right direction. However, there is another more common meaning for this one. Now, most of the time when you hear the expression point somebody in the right direction, we're talking in a more metaphorical sense. We're not talking about a physical location. It's more like to guide somebody or give somebody the information they need to achieve some kind of outcome that they're working towards, right? Maybe you're trying to learn a language or you're trying to do something new. And in that case, you need a bit of guidance. You need a bit of information. What you need is somebody to point you in the right direction and get you started. So for example, if you're lost on the streets, like in my little story a minute ago, you might say to somebody, excuse me, mate, I'm a bit lost. I'm looking for the station. You couldn't point me in the right direction, could you? Pretty common way that we use that. Or it could be something like, I'm trying to improve my English speaking skills, but I'm struggling a bit. I could really do with someone to point me in the right direction. Sometimes we just need a little bit of guidance. You know, when you're in school, your teachers try to point you in the right direction, you know? And speaking of school, you probably learned the idiom, a piece of cake, to describe a situation that's very simple or easy to do, right? And that idiom is not wrong, but I'm pretty sure no native speaker has said that for about 50 years. Honestly, I've never said it in my life, I don't think, but I hear it all the time from English learners. And we do have a really similar expression in the UK that you will hear that also means very simple and very easy. The problem is, it's a bit more vulgar. It tends to annoy people a little bit because it's got a swear word in it. And we have to be careful with swear words, you know. And the version of the expression you're much more likely to hear in the UK is to describe a situation or a task as being a piece of piss. Not cake, piss. Now, I know it's weird because you don't get a piece of piss because piss is a liquid, therefore uncountable, so you can't have a piece of it. I know, but this is what expression we've ended up with, and I don't really know why. And basically, a piece of piss just means that something was very, very easy. For example, I was really worried about building that new desk that I bought from IKEA, but actually, it were a piece of piss. I had it up in 10 minutes. Easy. Which is kind of rare for me because I'm usually pretty crap at building these kind of things. My wife usually does it because I get irritated too easily. But yeah, this next idiom could describe how it usually goes for me, to be honest. And this next one is also a bit vulgar, so be careful. But imagine you're taking on some kind of new project. You know, it could be a big project at work or it could be something in your private life. You're starting to learn a new skill. Or maybe you're just trying to build your new desk that you bought from IKEA, right? And at first, it's going well. You've done some preparation, you've done some planning. Everything's going according to your plan. Great stuff. However, eventually, something goes wrong. Your plans are now in tatters. The whole thing's come crashing down around you, and it's turned into a complete failure. It didn't go exactly how you were planning. In that case, you might hear the idiom, it went tits up. And when it comes to the meaning of this one, if something goes tits up, it means it went very badly or it was a complete failure. Similar expressions that you might hear are things like, it went pear-shaped or it went nipples north. They all mean basically the same thing, but the most common version is it went tits up. For example, my trip to Japan went tits up when I realized I'd lost my passport when I got to the airport. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty good example of something going tits up, innit? Get to the airport and no passport. Disaster, mate. Now, we all know that one person, right? They're always moaning about something. No matter what happens, they never have a good thing to say. They're always complaining, everything's terrible, and it can be proper annoying to deal with that kind of person. You know, the more time you spend around them, the more irritated you get, and you just kind of want to punch them in the face, but you know, you're not allowed to just punch people in the face, so you just have to get angrier and angrier about it. In that case, you can use the idiom, they are doing my head in. So if somebody or something does your head in, it means that it annoys you, or it irritates you, or it pisses you off, right? For example, Instagram teachers who start their videos by saying, stop saying very, or something like that, absolutely do my head in. Another version of this is to do my boxing. And a random other expression containing the word tits is they get on my tits. But all of those expressions mean it's annoying, mate. And speaking of annoying, something that absolutely does my head in is the British weather. You know, it's always crap, but for some reason, British people love talking about it. And this next idiom is actually related to that weird weather obsession that British people have. So, you know, around this time of year, it's a bit chilly outside, isn't it? But everywhere you go has the heating on, so it's very hot. And it's raining all the time, so you get wet easily. And around this time of year, it's very easy to end up getting a cold or something like that, right? So in that case, you might use this idiom to describe how you feel, and we'll say, ah, mate, I'm feeling a bit under the weather today. So under the weather means to be a little bit sick. Maybe you've got a cold or a bit of flu, or maybe you've got an upset tummy. But, I mean, we don't use it for serious things. Like, if you've got a really serious illness, you're not under the weather, you're sick, it's different. But if you're just feeling a bit off, you know, you're feeling like you're not 100%, in that case, you might tell people, hey, I'm a bit under the weather these days. For example, Steve didn't come to work today. He called in and said he's feeling a bit under the weather. Poor Steve, I hope he feels better soon. Anyway, I've actually got a bit of a bonus for you today. So recently, I've been working proper hard on a brand new podcast series called Proper British Expressions. It's a new series where each episode takes a deep look at one weird British expression. We look at the usage, the meaning, the pronunciation, the origin, everything you need to know to fully understand that expression in under 5 minutes so you can learn something new and then just get on with the rest of your day. The first episodes actually came out this week, and you can find them using the link in the description, or you can visit britspeak.co/proper-british-expressions. So go check it out right now, because I think you'll enjoy it. But that's it for this one, and I'll catch you in the next episode. See you there.